Hello, BKFK listeners. Happy 2024 to all of you. We hope you had a fantastic break, because we sure did. We're absolutely thrilled to be back with you. Last year, we decided to get your input in the kind of stories you'd like to hear more of. And the response was overwhelmingly positive. We gave you 8 options, and guess what? Stories written by us about Magi Majora, Myths and Legends, and our Monsters A to Z series are the most popular. So we'll do more of those. Your feedback is our inspiration, and we've been hard at work crafting new tales for you. We'll be introducing some exciting characters to our magical world, like Lexa Lightdancer, the acrobatic pixie, Granny Gigglesnort, the fun-loving old witch, and Sparky Flarkbottom, the inventive little gnome. Get ready to hear more about their adventures in upcoming stories. And guess what? We want your creativity to shine too. If you have ideas for characters in our magical world, please don't hesitate to share them with us by sending a mail to bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. And for those of you who still want to have a say in our survey and share your preferences for future stories, we'll include it one last time in the show notes of this episode. We're excited to roll up our sleeves and keep writing, and of course, recording with our amazing young talents. Thank you for your additions, guys. They're brilliant. One last announcement. We have also planned our extra episodes for our patrons. We will be bringing you the second Winnie the Pooh book, The House at Pooh Corner. This will be read by me, as Ruby has got more than enough to do with school right now. So without further ado, let's dive into today's story. It's one of our Patreon tales. It's called Androcles and the Lion.
In ancient Rome, there was a slave named Androcles. Life was terrible for slaves. They had to work for their masters, to do whatever their masters told them, and received no pay at all. They were often treated with much cruelty. One day, Androcles escaped from his master and fled into the forest. He had to run as fast as he could to escape being caught by Roman patrols. He ran for a long time till he was weary and exhausted. Just then, he heard moaning and groaning and roaring.
A lion!
He cried. Tired as he was, Androcles stood up and rushed away from the lion. Or so he thought. But as he charged through the bushes, he stumbled over the root of a tree and fell down, tangled in the bushes. When he tried to get up, he saw the lion coming towards him, limping on 3 feet and holding her forepaw in front of her. Poor Androcles was in despair. He had no strength to rise and run away. And the lion was coming closer. But when the great beast came up to him instead of attacking him, it kept on moaning and groaning and looking at Androcles, who saw the lion holding out her right paw, which was covered with blood and swollen. Looking more closely at it, Androcles saw a great big thorn pressed into the paw, which was the cause of all the lion's trouble. Plucking up courage, he took hold of the lion's paw. His head was right next to the lion's mouth. He could tell that lions don't brush their teeth much by the dreadful smell coming from its jaws. He found the thorn and drew it out of the lion's paw, who roared with pain when the thorn came out. But soon after, found such relief from it that she fawned upon Androcles and showed in every way that she knew how much she appreciated the help. Instead of eating him up, she brought him a young deer that she had killed, and Androcles managed to make a meal from it. For some time, the lion continued to bring the animals she had killed to Androcles, who became quite fond of the huge beast. But one day, a patrol of Roman soldiers came marching through the forest and found Androcles.
Company, halt!
Shouted the captain.
Who are you and what is your business here?
He demanded.
I'm camping.
Androcles stammered. The captain grew suspicious and cried,
Legionaries, seize him and show me his back.
The soldiers brutally grabbed Androcles, ripped off his shirt, and revealed his back.
Just as I thought,
said the captain, looking at all the scars over Androcles' back from all the vicious whippings he'd had from his master.
A runaway slave. Men, chain him up. We'll return him to his master and show him no mercy.
So they took him prisoner and brought him back to the town from which he had run. He was brought back to his master, who was fuming with rage at Androcles.
Do with him what you will.
He spat at the soldiers.
I have no use for such good-for-nothing scum.
The captain laughed as they dragged Androcles away.
Well, 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 matey, it's the circus for you.
Now make no mistake, the captain had no intention of taking poor Androcles to the circus with clowns, acrobats, jugglers, and popcorn. Oh no, in ancient times, the Roman circus was a place of horror where slaves were forced to battle trained gladiators armed with vicious weapons. Or sometimes the Romans forced slaves to fight against strange and exotic beasts like rhinos and tigers or whatever they could find. And people would come to watch and actually enjoy seeing people torn to pieces. Androcles was condemned to death because he had fled from his master. He was marched to the circus and thrown into a dungeon. There he waited, imagining his dreadful fate.
Will I face a huge giant, armed to the teeth with swords and tridents?
He wondered.
Or will I be run over by a horse-drawn chariot?
He shuddered at the idea and spent a restless night pondering his doom. The next day, he was marched out of the dungeon and up to the arena. As he stepped out into the light, the crowd cheered and mocked Androcles. One of the guards threw Androcles a pathetic little spear, laughed, and then locked him in the arena. In the middle of the arena was a large wooden box, covered with heavy chains and scratches and gouges. Androcles knew that in that box was something fearsome and dreadful. The emperor casually looked down from his royal box and shouted,
Open the cage!
The heavy chains were pulled by the guards. The wooden door creaked open and out stepped a lion. The cheering and chanting of the crowd grew louder. The lion approached. When it got near Androcles, what do you think it did? Instead of jumping on him and tearing him to pieces, it fawned upon him and stroked him with its paw and made no attempt to do him any harm. It was, of course, the lion, which Androcles had met in the forest. The crowd gasped. The emperor, surprised at seeing such a strange behavior in so cruel a beast, shouted,
"Bring the slave to me!"
Androcles approached with the lion at his side.
"How has this lion lost all its cruelty?"
So Androcles told the emperor all that had happened to him and how the lion was showing its gratitude for having relieved it from the thorn. Thereupon, the emperor pardoned Androcles and ordered his master,
"Set him free!"
while the lion was taken back into the forest and let loose to enjoy liberty once more.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.